It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Early last month, the healthcare organization Ascension announced that it was the target of a large-scale ransomware attack hitting around 140 hospitals and even more clinics around the country.
The attack left healthcare facilities without access to online records and systems for weeks. The healthcare system has 17 hospitals here in Wisconsin.
In a statement yesterday, Ascension says most record systems are back online in Wisconsin, but especially in the early days of the attack, the loss of electronic records had a big impact on providers and patients.
Connie Smith is with us for a firsthand account. She's president of the Wisconsin Federation of Nurses and Health Professionals, and she's a charge capture coordinator at Ascension St. Francis in Milwaukee, one of the hospitals affected by the attack. Connie, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it, Rob.
All right, it's been about a month now since this ransomware attack first started. Ascension St. Francis, one of the affected hospitals. Take us back to that. What effect did this have on you and your colleagues?
So, you know, like you said, it was a month ago. It's been a long time. And I think emotionally, when people leave work, they are tired and stressed out to a point of almost the feeling people felt leaving work after COVID. Like mentally and physically, this is something new for a lot of our nurses. They've never paper charted at all. And even with the papers being similar, it's really something that's been tough on a lot of us because our paper charting was nowhere near what it needed to be for this extensive time of being down.
Yeah, it's really easy for me to say, oh, okay, computer's down, you switch to paper. I'm guessing it's a whole heck of a lot harder in practice, in the moment, to suddenly completely change the way you're dealing with every patient's record, right?
100%. It has been a tough challenge from our outpatient departments to our inpatient departments, you know, our emergency rooms, even down to our cleaning staff and our kitchen workers. The way we use, you know, the electronic record to get people dinner and lunch and breakfast and to get our rooms, you know, tidied up and or cleaned after somebody has left, all goes through that medical record.
Are there departments that were particularly affected by last month's cyber attack? Who took the biggest brunt of it?
Department-wise, I think outpatient might have took a bigger hit to people coming in and going because orders come in through that electronic record to get an x-ray or an order comes through for just a outpatient surgery or an order comes through for an MRI. And those orders were no longer able to be dropped over. And so the patients and or the staff in other like clinics were physically having to carry the orders over or go pick their orders up and bring them with you because even the majority of our fax machines were hooked up through the electronic type of record. I think we had one dial-up machine in the whole hospital. So all of a sudden, they were like, can we use yours? So it's been a lot of work for everybody.
If I was a patient, especially during those early days, it sounds like, A, I would have been carrying my records maybe from one office to another. What other things might patients have seen?
I think patients seen a longer wait time for some things initially in the first couple days and maybe that first week or two. I think they've also noticed how something as simple as the wristband that they would have gotten, you know, at the beginning of the year versus the wristband they got at this time of the year were totally different. So when you were scanned to get your medicine, they couldn't do that anymore. So patients are noticing that, especially those that were already inpatient.
Was there any worry that patients might hear this news and postpone or just skip treatment they might have otherwise needed to receive, thinking, okay, maybe I'll wait till this all sorts itself out?
Yeah, I think there was some worry with that initially. Like, are these patients going to show up for their procedure knowing that they didn't get their record, or we didn't have their record, or we would have patients that showed up but would have to wait because within the first couple of days, we had to go back and get all kinds of orders that were initially there, and they were no longer available for us to see.
At least two class action lawsuits have been filed, I understand, against Ascension following the cyber attack, alleging that the company failed to safeguard protected health information. Are there things you'd like to see Ascension change to be ready, God forbid, for the next ransomware attack?
Oh, 100%. There is so much Ascension could have done better in this. Communication with staff could have been a lot better. We didn't hear stuff for days. We were using forms that we pulled out of like drawers that hadn't seen the light of day in a long, long time. But I think communication 100% would have helped. But the reality behind it is we need staff. And we needed staff before this, and we need staff now. And not just at St. Francis, but nationally. And they have been so slim and cutting back on the number of people that are in the facilities, and the time that they are taking to replace somebody has been so long. It's just one more set of hands on that first day could have changed what is happening across the board.
Now, Connie, the perpetrators of this ransomware attack could literally be anywhere on the planet. Odds are they're not listening to our Wisconsin show. If you had a chance to send a message to them about the damage they've done, the impact they've had on people, what would you say to them?
This was life. We couldn't see EKGs. We didn't have access to, you know, people's different types of medicines and past results. And that could have affected a decision between life and death. This isn't people's addresses and stuff. When you get into things like this, this could have affected many, many, many people across so many states of the difference between getting the right medicine and not having the right medicine. What if it was you that was, you know, trying to get that med?
Connie, we'll leave it there. Thanks so much for joining us today.
You are so welcome. Thank you.
That was Connie Smith, Charge Capture Coordinator at Ascension St. Francis in Milwaukee, President of the Wisconsin Federation of Nurses and Health Professionals. The Ascension attack is just the latest in a growing list of ransomware and other cyber criminal attacks targeting healthcare facilities. Hannah Nieprasch studies the impact of those attacks. Hannah is a health economist and assistant professor at the University of Minnesota. She's co-author of a paper titled Hacked to Pieces, The Effect of Ransomware Attacks on Hospitals and Patients. Hannah, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, we've got this news here in Wisconsin, this cyber attack on the healthcare system, Ascension, leaving hospitals around the country, across Wisconsin, without access to a lot of key computer-based stuff. How does this Ascension cyber attack compare to others that you've looked into the impact of?
It's a good question. And in many ways, I think the Ascension attack is pretty emblematic of how cyber attacks happen in healthcare and how they disrupt the delivery of care. Ascension's electronic health records are down, which is probably the single most common disruption that my team has observed when we looked across nearly 400 ransomware attacks in healthcare. The other thing is it's not uncommon to see cyber attacks cause these disruptions for multiple weeks. You know, we're almost a month into the Ascension attack, and as terrible as that is, it's not that unusual.
You and your colleagues have written that there are a lot of things that make the healthcare sector I'm going to quote here, hacker's playground. What makes health systems particularly vulnerable to these kind of attacks?
Oh, where do I start? So first off, we, you know, about a decade, maybe 15 years ago, we really dragged healthcare kicking and screaming into the 21st century. And now we're here and everybody is hooked on the electronic health record. And it's not just that. There are all these systems that talk to each other in healthcare that are crucial to delivering care, whether it's sending a prescription from a doctor's office to a pharmacy, or looking up what medication somebody's allergic to, or finding somebody's, you know, CT scan and seeing what their lab results might be. All of this stuff is electronic now, and it is crucial to the delivery of care. But most clinicians, whether they're nurses or doctors, they're not experts in the electronics. They're experts in the medicine. So they're not necessarily thinking first and foremost about preventing cyber attacks. So it's this combination of really important electronic systems and people who are really distracted by trying to keep their patients alive and healthy. So they're just not on the lookout for the cyber threats.
You have found that ransomware attacks can impact the number of patients who die in a hospital during a cyber attack. That's a big deal. What did you find?
This is the part of the research that I think keeps me up at night most. We found evidence that patients are more likely to die in the hospital during a ransomware attack. Mortality goes up by about 1 to 2 percentage points. It doesn't sound like much, but it's already a pretty rare outcome. So another way to say this is, if you are a patient who has the misfortune to be admitted to the hospital, when that hospital gets hit by a ransomware attack, the chances that you walk out the door alive go down slightly, but significantly.
That's the big worry, of course, is impact on patients. There's also a revenue impact on hospitals. And we've seen here in Wisconsin, it's not guaranteed that hospitals stay open forever. We've seen some hospitals and clinics close because the bottom line just doesn't add up. How big an impact do ransomware attacks have on that bottom line?
Ransomware attacks are terrible for the financial health of hospitals. We see about a 20 to 40% decline in revenue. A lot of that is because they're admitting fewer patients. They're treating fewer patients in the emergency room. And the patients that they do treat are less likely to get some of those complicated imaging services. And what that means is that a 3 week long attack, that's kind of the average ransomware attack, reduces hospital revenue by about 1% per year. So it's a huge hit to the bottom line for these hospitals.
And speaking of bottom line, lawsuits then follow. We know of at least 2 class action lawsuits in just this Ascension attack. Now, the suits allege that the company failed to safeguard this important health information. I've seen some finger pointing saying, hold on, it should be the software provider. No, it is the health system. Who do we hold accountable? Apart from, of course, the criminals themselves. Who do we hold accountable when this happens?
I wish I knew the right answer to that. Mm-hmm. But it just the fact that we're asking that question gets at some of this complexity and all the interconnectedness in healthcare. The fact that we don't know who is in charge of keeping that information safe shows us why healthcare is so vulnerable. But you're right, there's increasing legal action, and that's another thing that really adds to the cost of cyber attacks, because it just raises more legal costs for the hospitals that go through these attacks.
Looking to future prevention. Now, you mentioned that, the doctors and nurses and technicians, they're not cybersecurity experts. And for me as a patient, that's okay. I don't want them worried about cybersecurity. I want them, you know, looking at my symptoms and what's causing them and things like that. Who needs to take the lead, though, to make sure that there is cybersecurity, that there's less risk of these attacks happening and better recovery when they do happen?
So for me, this is the silver lining. There are so many examples of, you know, what I think of as low-hanging fruit in terms of improvements that can be made to cybersecurity in healthcare. And you're right, the doctors, the nurses, they're not the cybersecurity experts, but most of these large health systems employ information security teams. And those folks do stuff like email security protocols, multi-factor authentication, stronger encryption, basic cybersecurity training for clinical staff. All these things are part of recommendations that the Department of Health and Human Services at the federal level, recommendations they've put forward as basic cybersecurity performance goals for every hospital and health system around the country to implement, ideally as soon as possible.
How about redundancy in systems? Because the actual nature of these cyber attacks, key information is stolen or encrypted so that now the hospital staff can't get access to it. Are there backup systems in place, redundant systems where we could say, okay, the A data is locked up here, let's turn on plan B and hopefully be able to do that faster than the weeks and months it seems to take?
Exactly. That's a big recommendation. The one thing I would say on that is that it's not enough to just have the backups. You have to train the clinical staff in, you know, how to engage those downtime protocols and what it really means to switch to pen and paper and where you can get at some of that backed up data.
I could see somebody hearing all this and saying, hang on, given the risk of ransomware attacks or other cyber crimes, were we better off the old way where it was pen and paper? I'm guessing there's a cost benefit trade off here. I'm guessing, I don't know. My guess would be, yes, it's still been worth it. What do you think?
I think so, too. And, you know, you're talking like an economist now in terms of trade offs. Everything always has an upside and a downside. And I think we're better off in the digital age. But this is definitely an unintended consequence, I would say, of switching, you know, relying so heavily on electronic systems.
As we move on, hopefully soon past this Ascension attack, what is the big story for you? What do you have your eye on when it comes to the future of cybersecurity in hospital and healthcare settings?
Yeah, I'm really interested to see how policy evolves. Right now, every hospital in the country has a lot of discretion over how much they spend on cybersecurity and what they do to invest in more resilient systems. And I think that we're going to see some standardization to try to prevent, you know, these really big attacks like the Ascension attack.
Hannah, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Hannah Neprash is a health economist and assistant professor at the University of Minnesota. We also heard from Connie Smith, healthcare worker at Ascension St. Francis in Milwaukee. A spokesperson for Ascension confirmed yesterday that Ascension Wisconsin has successfully restored almost all electronic health record and service access over the weekend. In response to the two class action lawsuits that have been filed against Ascension, a spokesperson for the health company said they are investigating the incident. They say if sensitive data was taken or accessed, they'll notify and support the affected individuals in accordance with all relevant regulatory and legal obligations.